Good morning, a Monday morning. That means Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Great to talk to you. Well, let's start with the budget. It is now 5 days late, but there is some sort of a deal nearing.
And that's right. It's starting to come together, and some details starting to funnel out now from briefings that state lawmakers got over the weekend. For example, tax rates looks like they're going to go up for everyone earning $1 million or more annually, or $2 million more for a household, with various steps up along the way, higher tax rates there. Also, higher tax rates for corporations. However, lawmakers won't do proposed higher taxes on estates and capital gains. We've come to learn that foundation aid, the main category of aid for schools, is going to go up at least $1.4 billion. Lawmakers are going to offer voters a statewide referendum on an environmental bond act, but not until November of 22. They want to do a tuition freeze at SUNY, whereas the governor wanted a tuition hike, and also have more money for universal pre-K and for small business grants, and also a property tax cap, a modest one for some homeowners. You could see about a maximum of $350 a year in a tax credit.
So, Yancey, what's outstanding left in the budget?
Well, there's some things where they're close, but not quite there yet. Gambling, for one. They're looking at an expansion to allow mobile sports gambling. It looks like they are going to do it. The details aren't exactly clear yet on what platform. Also related to that, there was a push to accelerate the timetable to allow casinos downstate in the New York City market. That is a little hazy right now as well. There's also been a debate about excluded workers and whether to make them eligible for unemployment benefits. It looks like they're going to do that in a two-tiered system. These are folks who did not get unemployment because typically they were undocumented workers. And it looks as though there's going to be some sort of fund for people who fall into that category.
From there, let's talk a little bit about COVID-19. Tomorrow, vaccinations start for 16 and up.
Yeah, at New York's rate of vaccinations right now, we're about 33% of all New Yorkers that have had at least one vaccination. That's pretty much even with a nationwide average. But there's still a lot of concern from health professionals because the test positivity rate and the hospitalization rate continues to go up. Over the weekend, it was 4.4% around the state. Folks worried that the rate of vaccination won't keep pace with the development and spread of COVID variants.
He is Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Joins us on Mondays. You can read more at newsday.com. Yancey, thank you.
Thank you.